Hello and welcome to my podcast, English Learning Through Discourse, where I answer this or that questions for English language learners. What's your opinion? Let me know in the comments. Today's topic is the choice between when you have a little bit of time off from work, would you rather go on a vacation or a staycation? A vacation is, you know, when you take a break from your life, and oftentimes people like to travel to places on their bucket list or just places that they would like to go, places they enjoy. And then a staycation is similar. You're taking a break from your day-to-day, you're taking a break from your daily grind, and maybe you're using your vacation time or just your paid time off at work to take some time off, and you decide that you don't want to travel. You take your vacation time where you're not working and you stay home instead of, buying a plane ticket or driving across the country or going on some sort of trip. I guess if I had to absolutely choose one or the other, I think I would choose a vacation, because it is so much fun to travel and go to new places, not necessarily even, you know, on a plane. I often like to go backpacking and go on camping trips, and I would consider those vacations. So if I had to choose, I don't want to give up, you know, my weekend trips or the bigger trips that I go on. I would definitely want to keep those in my life. But when it comes down to choosing between a staycation and a vacation, for me, it depends on the context of my life. It depends on the situation that I'm in with work. If I have to leave my house and go somewhere to work, I worked in the restaurant industry for 11 years as a server, and then 2 years as a cook. And when I worked in the restaurant industry, I had to be there in person for my shift, or the shift couldn't happen. And this became even more important when I was a cook. If I didn't show up to cook the meal, there would be no food to serve to anyone. So for jobs where I've always had to leave my house and go and be physically somewhere, I might want to choose staycation. Because oftentimes when I have had jobs where I've had to leave the house, I've gone from the house for so long. Sometimes it's, 40 to 70 hours a week that I'm away from my house that I, pay rent at every month and keep all of my things and kind of have my little sanctuary that I've built for myself, that I don't get much of an opportunity to spend very much time at and enjoy. So it might be nice to choose a staycation and just be home, in the place that I've created to be, the most comfortable for me to be in, some time to reset, go inward, and just, kind of let go of all the stresses and pressures of work life and just being a part of this bigger global world that we all participate in, and just kind of going in to my own little space, just to reset for a moment. So that can be really nice. And then, some things that I might want to do on a staycation is, go to the museum that I've never been to. There's so many places and so many things to do. There's restaurants that I haven't eaten at. There's walks I haven't gone on. I often like to take really long walks through cities and through my own city, and kind of create these loops, because I love hiking, and I'm like, if I can hike, between 7 to 20 miles in a day, then can't I walk around the city for those few miles here and there? And often it tends, like walking through the city, for me, it really slows things down and really lets me take like kind of a slower gaze at my surroundings when I'm, driving or I'm on the train and everything's just flying by so quickly. It's nice to kind of slow down and just, smell the flowers. And also, if like right now I'm not living in very close proximity to my family, But if I was living in close proximity to my family and I worked all the time, I might want to just take a staycation to spend time with my family because I'm spending more time at work than I am spending time with my family. So that can be a really good reason to choose a staycation over, you know, going on a trip somewhere. I might try to convince my family to go on a trip somewhere so that I can take my vacation and still get my family time in, even though maybe we live close together, or maybe it's because we don't live close together. So I choose vacation because I want to go and spend time with my family. Now, on the other side of that, if I was working from home, which I am working from home right now as an English language instructor online, I work from home, and so my home life and my work life are kind of the same place. I spend a lot of my time at home. So when I have an opportunity to take a break from work, then I definitely want to go on a vacation. I want to go somewhere else that isn't, you know, where I am, where I spend all my time. It will be harder to have like a mental break from work if I'm always physically in the environment where I do work. So working from home definitely makes me want to travel more, not necessarily, you know, getting on an airplane and flying to the other side of the globe, but maybe going to the next town over and getting an Airbnb and staying the night there, you know, going camping or going hiking or doing anything that can separate me physically from where I am and where I do most of my work, which is at home. I mean, for some people, if you do leave to go somewhere to work for your full-time job, you still might be getting enough at-home time. You don't need, like for me, I really need to go deep and kind of reset and be alone. It's very helpful to have that disconnect. But some people, maybe they don't need that. Like the amount of time they spend at home is enough and they're ready to go travel and get out there and see the world. What's your opinion? Would you prefer to go on a vacation with the time off you get from work, or would you choose to stay home and enjoy your time off at home for whatever reasons that you have, maybe visiting family, you know, seeing the local things, or just spending, you know, more time being home, you know, and being in your own space. So let me know what you think, staycation or vacation, and thank you so much for listening.